Today is Friday, March 22nd. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of a living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that You would not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of Your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for Your presence, my eyes to see Your coming, my ears to hear Your whisper, and my lips to savor Your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for He grants sleep to those He loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
God, You have given me a legacy and a heritage. As Your child, I recognize that I have been folded into Your family, and with that, I have been given not only the gift of community, but also the responsibility of stewarding new life. Through this phrase, I call to mind the ways God has blessed me, and how He has blessed me through the community I am a part of. As I review this day, would You show me where and with whom I have influence and trust? Would You show me where I am multiplying the life You have given me? Spirit, I ask now longing to open my heart to you. Is there anyone I have been viewing as a burden who is really a gift? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him.
So many things about my earthly heritage, my family of origin, and maybe even the family under my own roof, can feel confusing or out of my control. I remember now the truth that my ultimate family name is in you, and I allow my heart to fill with gratitude for the gift of your family name, Jesus. I also welcome your Spirit to reveal any way in which I have lived out of step with that name today. Jesus, I invite you into my family drama. The person I can never seem to get along with, the argument I most recently had, the family member that keeps me up at night worried. Would your grace outrun all that I can ask or imagine in the situation I'm surrendering? Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.